Good afternoon. You are tuned to Kol Yisrael, the voice of Israel, 576 and 1458 kilohertz. It's 1 p.m. now, and this is Judith Miller with the afternoon news report. A no-confidence motion against the government for resuming talks with Syria is expected today. The opposition says the talks will jeopardize Israel's security. The town of Nablus, including Joseph's tomb, will continue to be a closed military zone through Sunday at least. A well-known high school in Tel Aviv is to be renamed in memory of a government member who died recently. Recent rains have raised the water level of the Sea of Galilee, which is still 34 centimeters lower than its level this time last year. The Prime Minister is to appear today before the Foreign Affairs and Defense Committee. The Prime Minister is also scheduled to speak tonight in front of thousands and thousands of people in a rectangular square. The Middle East conflict must be resolved in negotiations between two sides. Any two sides. Many questions still remain concerning war, peace, formal evening jackets, negotiations, and water levels. Workers are advised not to believe promises within the next 4 to 5 months, since there is no future for the textile industry. No agreement has yet been reached on any subject. Weather outlook: partly cloudy to cloudy with intermittent showers on Saturday. Intermittent showers every Saturday from now on. This will help compensate for our inability to cry. There is the rectangular square, easily seen at the moment. Thousands and thousands of people, indeed, moving closer to hear the Prime Minister's speech. He should be giving his speech now, but for some reason, I am unable to see him, or is it him, shown on a huge screen in the middle of the square? Or is it us, singing very softly? A 250,000 people in a rectangular square. Echoes. Have you heard? Assassination. Have you heard? Assassination. Can't hear you, Mama. No, I have not heard. And I am not hearing you now, since there is not enough air for breathing in here. Speak to me again, Mama, but please don't say that word. It's a real final word, and it's wrong. It's only 1 hour after, and it's not possible. Do speak to me again. Mama, say someone has made an attempt on his life. Say he has been shot. after that, no life or hope or anything we can do. We need to think of something to do now. It is a difficult situation, but we'll find our way out as long as there is a glimmer of hope, say, a blue stripe or two blue stripes or any other national symbol covering a large black box. Singing, little girl, so that we can go on searching for blue stripes, so that we can go look for a large, shiny black box, or a coffin, or 5,000 silent people sitting on white chairs. We have not yet received permission to know the name of this mount, as it has been found to be beyond our cognitive capacity, beyond the weather outlook, beyond the first, second, and the rest of the speakers in the ceremony. One must always listen to words spoken in one's own mother tongue. I hardly doubt that, though I am having some difficulty understanding the meaning of most words in this formal ceremony. Should I say funeral? I keep looking for my question as I realize how crucial it is to formulate it, to let it vibrate in the air, to see whether lamentation is required. This piece is definitely not a lament. I must find out whether the black box is a coffin, and whether there is any change in the Sea of Galilee's water level. Singing, for the evening is almost upon us, for the coffin has already been taken away, for we have already had our opportunity, and we've been left with 5,000 white empty chairs, not knowing where to go and what to do, when to start moving, or whether a lament is appropriate. I shall stay by the missing coffin now, where the question may become clear to me one day, where I may be lucky to hear the Prime Minister's speech, or see him on a large screen in the middle of a square. Yes, I can see him well. Things must be under control then, which means I can finally stop for a breath and think. It's clear I shall not die after this calamity, neither shall I live or remember why we are standing here, hardly moving, singing so softly, a quarter of a million people in a nameless rectangular square. This is only temporary. Within a minute, or two, or half an eternity, the square will be named again. We may finally have a grasp of the question, too. No need to sing or go anywhere, for this is certainly not a lament, not a speech, not an opportunity. I have already had an opportunity, and I have done my best. I shall stay now by the empty air, count the hours and days we need to wait before the square is named again. Fortunately, we are blind, deaf, and can feel nothing at all. And now, it's all over. It's done. We have no pretext to look around, or any reason to hurry. For all we see is pure nothing, and all we hear is the sound of three shots. It's quite clear we are neither dead nor alive. We shall sit, therefore, by the missing coffin, wait there, turn gradually to stone, be there, when the question is finally thought of, pronounced, verbalized, dissipated, forgotten.